Said I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are.
We like, well, that wouldn't be hard for this group in here. Hey, well, basketball wasn't something that came natural to anybody here.
We're all the
grow as tall as you
we
are.
We all have the wrong genes.
I think little Remy will get that by the time he's 8. Let's bring, is it August or August? End of the program this morning. Talked about a sycamore tree looking unhealthy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, thank you.
Good. Hey, thanks for having me on. Just a quick question regarding a sycamore tree. It's we're in Chandler Mesa area, and this sycamore is about probably on its third year. And as of late, the some of the new growth is getting brown and kind of dried out. We're watering, I think appropriately. We've been doing sort of the stick test as far as sinking it down about 2 feet, and we're it seems to be getting what it needs. The first year we had, when we bought the tree, it was about a, it was a pretty good sized young sapling, I guess. I don't know if it'd be called a sapling. It was about 12 feet tall. And we had a borer problem that we finally discovered late into its first season. Found the borer grub, and after hacking the tree down as it died down, finally found it, got rid of it. And last year, started coming back a little bit, some nice new growth. So now it's back to about 8 feet and bushy, but a lot of new growth is kind of drying out, and I'm kind of concerned again. I don't know if you had any thoughts.
Okay, well, is this in what kind of landscape? Do you have a grass environment around?
It's in just a dirt backyard. I mean, there's a little bit of the token grass that we can't get rid of that kind of sprouts up around the well. It's just in a well and we water.
Well, a couple of things about sycamores. If they did really, really, really well here, you'd see a lot of them. You used to see more sycamores. Again, this is kind of going back to our question or two ago, when in areas where people had flood irrigated lawns, big grass lawns that they flood irrigated. Think about Sycamore Creek, Oak Creek.
They all have the word creek in it.
And think about where sycamores, you see them growing.
By a creek?
Generally in a creek, and not a dry desert wash, a stream that has water most of the year or all of the time. And they need copious amounts of water. And when we remove them from those kind of environments, and those are also very gravelly, granity, well-drained soils, and we put them in heavy clay soil areas, and we aren't able to water the same way as what they like, they just become less and less adaptable to that. So I just think you got the wrong tree in the wrong place. I think something like if you want more of that look, it's not exactly the same, but a sisu would give you a more of a poplar cottonwood looking leaf in a tree that will take the heat and do better in the heavy clay soil. So a couple of strikes against the sycamore tree, unfortunately.
It is really easy. You know, Chandler has some old homestead still.
If you go down to around like San Marcos Country Club and you look out on the country club and the golf course area, there might be a sycamore tree or two, or in the old part of Chandler or Gilbert, Central Phoenix, you can find a sycamore tree or two that look good, old parts of Mesa that still have flood irrigation.
It's really easy to say, hey, I want that, but you have to look at everything around it. And you mentioned country club. I mean, they got people 24/7 working on the grounds and maintenance, but it's just not a practical application for a modern backyard.
Right. Perfect way to put it. Practical application.
So, hey, spend some time out there on the course and enjoy it there. Wrapping up our garden hour this Saturday morning, we were talking mulching, protecting the ground, keeping the water from evaporating off the surface.
Well, and he was also planting a sycamore tree in the bare dirt, little grass, trying to get rid of it instead of mulching Yeah, sycamore tree. If you wanted to grow a sycamore tree, that's a great tree that you need to mulch it or have grass around it. Something to keep that soil from drying out.
You find them in the creek bottoms with about 6 inches of leaf accumulation all over the root bed area.
And then a lot of times there's standing water underneath those leaves.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So that's a tough one. But again, you're trying to cool it down. You compared mulching to that wet rag on the back of your neck. That's a great way to envision what you're doing to help that plant along.
Yeah, just, you know, if you dig your hand through that mulchy covering and feel how much cooler it is than putting your hand on the bare dirt, just envision that. It's just, it's huge. It's 20 degrees probably difference. You take those roots and cool them down by 20 degrees. They're just way more efficient. They operate better. They'll allow the moisture to get to those trees. You talked about moisture distribution. It helps even that out. It helps even those peaks during the heat of the day when the plants are wilting. Well, they're wilting because they're losing water faster than the roots can supply water.
Well, there you go.
And so that'll help even all that
Fantastic.
Out.
Fantastic. Mulching up. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to get into water treatment for the next 2 hours. If you've ever wondered about all those advertising claims, what all those companies say they can do to your water, you aren't going to want to miss the next 2 hours.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.